はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 155. Bad day. 夏子さん、 We are back. And today we're going to be talking about the passive again.
Oh yes, we're going back.
We're going back. This is such an important topic in Japanese that we really, really want to make sure you understand it well. So over the next few beginner lessons, we're going to be looking exclusively at the passive. Now, Natsuko-san, when yes. you think about the passive
mm-hmm.
and you think about our title, Bad Day,
mm-hmm.
you see a connection there?
Kind of ominous.
Yeah. But a lot of times in Japanese, the passive has to do with something unfortunate happening to you.
Something done to you.
Yeah. Exactly. So today we're going to continue on with that. And we have a few examples in today's lesson. Now, last week, Natsuko-san, what word did we have?
Damasareru.
To be fooled, which is the passive of?
Damasu.
We included intentionally another verb that ends with the syllable su so that you'd get that one. Pay attention for that one. Then in the grammar section, we'll go through the others in today's conversation. All right. Are you ready, Natsuko-san?
Okay.
Bad day. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't want to hear that.
Well, Natsuko-san, I have some bad news for you. We're about to listen. Here we go.
Ohayo! 今日の調子はどうですか？
今日は最悪です。
どうしたんですか？
今朝5時にカラスに起こされてから眠れないし。電車は混んでて足を踏まれるし。おまけに傘で刺されたんだ。今日はとても機嫌悪いよ。もうついてないよ。
まあでも、今朝の会議の発表が終わったらもう心配ないね。もう少しだよ。
しまった！家に資料を忘れてきた！
あ、そうなの？じゃあ、机もらっていい？もう一度、お願いします。今度はゆっくり。お願いします。おはよう。今日の調子はどうですか？
今日は最悪です。
どうしたの？
今朝5時にカラスに起こされてから眠れないし、電車は混んでて足を踏まれるし、おまけに傘で刺されたんだ。今日はとても機嫌悪いよ。もうついてないよ。
まあ、でも、今朝の会議の発表が終わったら、もう心配ないね。もう少しだよ。
しまった。家に資料を忘れてきた。
あ、そうなの？じゃあ、机、もらっていい？
次は、英語が入ります。
おはよう！今日の調子はどうですか？
Good morning. How do you feel today?
今日は最悪です。
Today is the worst.
どうしたんですか？
What happened?
今朝5時にカラスに起こされてから眠れないし。
I was awakened by a crow at 5 a.m.So I couldn't sleep at all.
電車は混んでて足を踏まれるし。
The train was really crowded and my foot was stepped on.
おまけに傘で刺されたんだ。
To top it all off, I was stabbed by an umbrella.
今日はとても機嫌悪いよ。もうついてないよ。
I'm in a bad mood today. It's not my day.
まあでも、今朝の会議の発表が終わったらもう心配ないね。もう少しだよ。
Well, after your presentation at this morning's meeting, everything should be smooth sailing. Hang in there a bit longer.
しまった！家に資料を忘れてきた！
Oh no! I left my materials at home.
あ、そうなの？じゃあ、机もらっていい？
Oh really? In that case, can I have your desk? 夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか？
随分運のない人ですね。
Yeah, this is a pretty unlucky guy. And that ending, I guess, yeah, he's pretty much done there.
Yeah, kind of tragic.
All right, Natsuko-san, let's start off with the vocab. First word, please.
起こす.
To raise, to cause, to wake someone up.
起こす、起こす.
Followed by?
踏む.
To step on, to tread on.
踏む、踏む.
Next.
刺す.
To pierce, to stab, to prick, and so on. Lots for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for sasu in Japanese, sasu, there are quite a few verbs. The difference can be realized by context
mm-hmm.
in spoken Japanese and with the kanji character in written Japanese.
Yes.
Okay, break it down, Natsuko-san.
Sasu, sasu.
Next we had.
Kigen.
Humor, temper, mood.
Kigen, kigen.
For this one, can we have a sample sentence?
母は機嫌が良さそうだ。
Mom looks like she's in a good mood. Next.
発表.
Announcement. Publication.
発表う発表.
Sample sentence, please.
今日は合格発表の日だ。
Today is the pass-fail announcement. Okay, Natsuko-san, before we take a look at the grammar point, let's take a look at the 1, 2, 3, 4th line of today's conversation. Can you just read that back?
今朝5時にカラスに起こされてから眠れないし、電車は混んでて足を踏まれるし、おまけに傘で刺されたんだ。今日はとても機嫌が悪いんだ。
Okay, first part.
今朝5時に。
This morning, at 5 o'clock, notice the particle に marking the time.
カラスに起こされてから。
Here, we have
crow.
It's marked by the particle ni here because this is the agent. This is what woke up the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for the passive in Japanese, the particles are extremely important.
Yes.
The subject here is the speaker.
Yes.
And he's woken up by that crow.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets marked by ni. Then we have the verb.
起こされて.
To be woken up. Followed by.
から.
Here we have. Te kara. You should remember this from the earlier lessons. From that. From being woken up at 5 o'clock by the crow.
眠れないし.
I couldn't sleep. And he probably was tossing and turning, etc. She means other things, among other things. Here we have the negative potential of the form to sleep.
眠れない.
Okay. This sentence is followed by.
電車は混んでて足を踏まれるし。
The train was crowded and I was stepped on. First we have.
電車は。
The train. Here the train is the subject, so it's marked by the particle wa, followed by.
混んでて。
It was crowded. Actually, it's crowded. Again, the tense is decided by the end, the final verb in the sentence. The train is crowded and I was stepped on.So actually here, we have the present tense, but mm-hmm. actually it's...
Past tense.
Yeah. So, I was stepped on. Can you give us that?
足を踏まれる.
This is the passive of what verb?
踏む.
To step on. Now, for this one, we'll be looking at it a bit later. The う, the dictionary form, is replaced by the あ column of the same row. So we stay in the む row, ま.Mi, mu, me, mo. We stay in that row. However, the u column is now the a column.
Mm-hmm.
Fu, ma. Followed by?
Leru.
Again, we have she, among other things. It was crowded. People were pushing. I was stepped on, among other things. And one of the other things?
Omake ni, kasa de sasareta n da.
Omake ni. What do we have here?
In addition.
In addition.Very interesting word. I've just heard this phrase recently. Actually,
really?
Today when we did this conversation.
In addition, more than that.
More than that. Yeah, probably more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have?
傘で刺されたんだ。
Here, the instrument is marked with で.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's actually another person that's doing the stabbing.
Yeah.
But they're using?
傘.
Umbrella. And then we have another verb, 刺す, which ends with the su syllable. So this is conjugated in the same way. Su becomes
sa,
followed by
reru, sasareru.
And then we have the past tense.
Sasareta.
Okay. So what we also want to point out about the sentence is notice how preceding the final past tense of the passive, sasareta, the other sentences were talking about the past, but actually
in the present tense.
Yeah, which is what we want to point out.
So you can see that Japanese is not so strict about, you know, tense.
Yeah. But Natsuko-san, if I said everything in the past, if I said, yeah.
Yeah, you can say this all in past tense as well. 今朝 5時にカラスに起こされてから眠れなかったし、電車は混んでて足を踏まれたし、おまけに傘で刺されたんだ。 And that's perfect.
All right. Thank you very much, Natsuko-san. Okay. Two more things we want to point out. Next is the next line by the office lady. まあでも。Natsuko-san, お願いします。
まあでも、今朝の会議の発表が終わったらもう心配ないね。
Yeah, but after this morning's meeting's presentation, there's no worries. Now, here we have tada, which is also a conditional.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have the subordinate clause. Here, tada can mean two things when talking about time, as in when something will happen,
mm-hmm.
or an if.
Yes.
Conditional. Here, we're talking about time.
Right.
So it comes out more like when.
Mm-hmm.
When that event has taken place, something, something.
Yes.
Okay. And then finally, Natsuko-san. Seems like he lost his job.
Oh, poor guy.
Yep. Now, again, we're talking about the passive. Now, we were going to break it into a separate grammar point, but we wound up explaining it inside the conversation. Well, actually, when we were explaining about the conversation. So, that means we're going to stop here. Now, for the write-up, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, there'll be a detailed write-up about class one verbs and the passive.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely want to grab this. I think we'll have one more lesson on class one passives. Then it's on to class two, which is easier, but a little bit tricky.
Okay.
All right. With that said, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。